Edmund and the Warriors of North Union. First of all, for Fort Dodge St. Edmund, number 3, Sam Miracle, a 6'2" senior. Number 5, Jacob Koopman, a 6'1" sophomore. Number 10, Jack McElroy, a 6' sophomore. Number 24, TJ Loffersweiler, a 6'2" senior. And number 34, Hunter Horn, a 6'4" sophomore for Coach Eno Kuchendorfer and the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund. And St. Edmund is 12-11 overall coming into the district championship. Now for North Union, their starters, the same as pretty much all season long. Number 1, Preston Gurdett, 6' senior. Number 2, Daniel Fothergill, 6'3" senior. Number 11, Kyan Jones, 6' senior. Number 23, Aiden Lostrom, 6'3" senior. And number 33, Cody Ermitter, a 6'5" senior for coaches Alex Fisher and Steve Ryan and the Warriors of North Union. And we will come back with your matchup between North Union and Fort Dodge St. Edmund coming up here in 3.5 minutes. You're listening to Warrior District Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
United Hospital District is growing. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Megan Eitzman, a family nurse practitioner who is now seeing patients in our Blue Earth Clinic. Megan holds a Doctor of Nursing Practice degree and specializes in family medicine with an interest in preventative medicine and women's care. To schedule an appointment with Megan Eitzman in our Blue Earth Clinic, call 507-526-7388. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality base oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The definition of the word premier means first in importance. That's why Bank Midwest chose it for their new money market account. From the interest rate it pays, to the flexibility it offers, and the safety it provides, the Premier Money Market Account has the features that are important to you. It's the option you've been looking for. Inflation has already taken a bite out of retirement accounts and savings. Fight back and open your Premier Money Market Account at Bank Midwest today. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. They have great nightly specials including prime ribs Saturday nights. You can order your favorites off the menu including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them with your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
And we're back in Pocahontas, and we are underway. The Gales have the basketball. First shot up is going to be good this time here now by Hunter Horn. And it's 2-0. Gales up on top of the basketball now will be Kyan Jones, top of the key. Fires back this time now to Gurdjieff on the left wing. Right back up on top to Kyan Jones. Kyan now with it. Doing some picking and rolling. Off now to Fothergill, left wing. Fothergill right back up on top to Gurdjieff. Gurdjieff for three. Got it. Preston Gurdjieff drains the opening three-pointer and puts the Warriors up on top 3-2, and the Warriors come out with a full-court press. With it now, it's going to be Koopman. Loose basketball picked up by Lochweiler. Lochweiler will drive in. Fires back out to the near side this time now to Sam Miracle. Right back up on top this time, getting it back off to Koopman underneath. Koopman now with it, with three guys all over him, getting it back off to Horn. Now getting it back over to the far side. Lochweiler putting up a three from the far side, up and good. The Gales go back up on top here, 5-3. Up on top with it now is Gurdjieff for North Union. Basket to our left. Off to Fothergill. They pick and roll. Now goes back now to Lofstrom at the top of the key. Back out this time here now to Fothergill. He drives. He turns, shoots. No good. Rebound taken by Koopman here now for Fort Dodge St. Edmund. To the front court. Basket to our right this time. Koopman will drive. Get ready to get rid of it. Getting it underneath this time. Now back out to Koopman. Koopman for three from the left side. Good again. Jacob Koopman gets that one to drop, and it's 8-3. Fort Dodge St. Edmund up on top. Kyan Jones in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Stolen away and taken away this time here now by Koopman. Goes coast to coast. Shoots. No good. And he's going to go to the free throw line. Kyan Jones getting a piece of him that time. Picks up his first foul, the first foul of the night. And it'll be a pair of free throws coming up here now for Jacob Koopman. 6'1" sophomore here now for the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund. They hail from the North Central Conference. Take on teams like Humboldt and Algona and other schools like that. The first free throw is no good. Clear Lake in that conference as well. And of course, we all know North Union in the top of Iowa Conference, West Division. Koopman's second free throw coming up here now for the Gales as he takes a couple of dribbles and puts it up and good. Koopman goes 1-for-2 that time from the free throw line. It's down 9-3. Fort Dodge St. Edmund up on top. Kyan Jones off this time. Another Preston Gurdjieff on the high post right side. Back out to the right wing now will be Fothergill. Fothergill to the free throw line, getting it back out. Now to Lofstrom. Lofstrom back to Kyan Jones. Kyan driving, shooting, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Gales. Down court now to Koopman underneath. Gets it back off now to Horn. He shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken by Gurdjieff. North Union back to the front court. Basket to our left. Up on top to Kyan Jones. Underneath, Ermiter's shot is good. Cody Ermiter gets his first deuce of the night. It is now 9-5. St. Ed by 4. With it here now, McElroy, top of the key. Gets it back out now to Miracle. Back out this time now to Horn. Getting it back to Koopman underneath. Puts it up with him. Koopman waits for the defender to get away from him. And he puts it in. It's now 11-5. St. Ed's up on top with 5:16 left to go in the first quarter. Here's Kyan Jones to the left wing. Right back up on top this time here. Now to Fothergill. Fothergill now with it. Back to Kyan Jones. High post left side. Gets back to Fothergill now on the left wing. Cross-court pass this time. Gurdjieff for three. In and out and back in again. Preston Gurdjieff gets it to drop. He's got 6. And it's 11-8. Warriors back to within 3. 4:50 left to go now in the opening quarter. Down court this time to Horn. Horn to Lofsweiler. Gets it back up now to Koopman. Koopman will drive in. Turn around, shoot. No good. Rebound Ermiter here for North Union. We go the other way to Lofstrom. Front court basket to our left this time. Taking it now to Fothergill. Shoots from the free throw line. Got it. Fothergill shoots from the free throw line for his first deuce. Warriors back to within 1, 11-10. With it now here, Lofsweiler underneath, and we have got ourselves a travel here on Lofsweiler. That's going to be the first turnover of the night here now for the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Sometime. Jimmy in the ballgame for the first time. Grady Madden coming in now for Eden Lofstrom with 4:21 left to go here in the opening quarter. Inbounds pass goes to Kyan Jones. He's going to walk it up court to the front court. Basket to our left. Going to get it back up now to Madden, top of the key. Madden now with it. Guarded heavily this time, driving, stopping, goes underneath, and he misfires and taken away this time here now by the Gales. With it here now, McElroy fires back over to Miracle, left side. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by the Warriors. Down court to Kyan Jones, puts it up and in underneath. Kyan Jones hustles down court, puts the basket Gets the basket here now for the Warriors. That puts North Union on top for the first time, 12-11 with 3:46 left to go in the first quarter. Here's Koopman now with it. Loose basketball taken away again, this time now by Kyan Jones. Down court, Gerdet up and in, and he's going to the free throw line. Preston Gerdet up and in, and a chance to put an and one on the board. 14-11, North Union up on top. Guilty of that one, it will be Jack McElroy here now for Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Here's Preston Gerdet back at the free throw line here now for the Warriors for the and one. He's got it. Preston Gerdet, he's got nine. This is a 15-11 lead now for North Union. 3.5 left to go, opening quarter. Miracle now with it. Going to try to get rid of it. Now he does, this time down to Koopman up on top. I should say McElroy now back over to Miracle. Right back up on top, Losweiler. Losweiler back to Koopman, back up on top, Losweiler. To Horn at the free throw line. Horn, loose basketball picked up this time by Jimmy. Madden has it. Down court to Gerdet now. Right wing, right back up on top here now to Kyan Jones. They pick and roll, back now to Madden. Madden will fire right back out this time to Kyan Jones. He will drive, twist, turns, puts a shot up, no good, and he's going to the free throw line. Kyan Jones, the little guy out there, picks up the, he gets Bella, and he'll go to the free throw line. You'll see that one here now for Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Now will be Hunter Horn, his first, the team's second of the quarter with 2:58 left to go in the first. First free throw, Kyan Jones up and good. Kyan Jones now up to three. 16-11. North Union up on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Kyan Jones. Kyan, 6-foot senior here. Second free throw for Kyan is up and good. Kyan now with four. 17-11. North Union back up by six with 2:56 left to go in the opening quarter. They get it down court to Tyndall Losweiler. Losweiler back out to Horn, takes the baseline, shoots, no good, rebound Jimmy. Grady Madden gets the rebound, off to the Kyan Jones, front court basket to our left. Giants, Kyan Jones underneath to Ermiter up and in. Cody Ermiter, right there where he needed to be, and he gets the shot to go up and fall for the Warriors. Timeout here now for the Gales. We'll step aside with 2:34 left to go here in the first quarter. Our score, North Union 19, Fort Dodge St. Edmund 11. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of Stateline Publications. Stateline Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week, you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You can also find local news and events, along with the community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at Stateline Publications. We've got you covered.
Miracle gets the inbounds pass this time for St. Ez, getting it off this time here now to Grant Gallus in the ballgame for the first time. Off to Horn here now, right side. To Lofsenheimer, getting it back out this time now to McElroy on the left wing. McElroy now with the guard to the free throw line, getting it back out to Losweiler. Now getting it back off now to McElroy in the right corner. Right back up on top. Almost loses it. Recovers it. Here's a shot put up by Matt Miracle. By a Sam Miracle, I should say. It's no good, but he's fouled. And Sam will go to the free throw line. Guilty of that one. Kyan Jones here now for North Union. That's his second. With 2:08 left to go in the first quarter. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Sam Miracle. 6'2" in senior. First free throw is good. Miracle has his first notch in the scorebook. In the ballgame for the first time, his younger brother, Cale Jones, here now for North Union. 19-12 our score. Second free throw coming up here now for Sam Miracle. That is good as well. He makes them both. North Union 19 and St. Ed's 13. 2:06 left to go now in the opening quarter. With it here now is Madden. Going back out this time to the right wing. Madden. Bring it right back up on top this time. Fires back out to Gerdet. High post right side. Gerdet now with it up on top. Getting it back off to Fothergill to the free throw line. Looking back out this time now to Madden in the right corner. Madden back out to Fothergill. High post right side. Lobbing it back inside to Lofstrom. And it's going to go right between his hands and taken away this time here now by St. Ed. Down court this time now to Gallus. Gallus will stop. Shoot. No good. Rebound taken this time out of bounds off of St. Ed's, it goes back to North Union with a minute 31 left to go here now in the opening quarter, and a six-point lead for North Union, 19-13. With it here now is going to be Kale Jones, up to the front court basket to our left. Here's Lostrom driving, shooting, misses, rebounds with the shot, puts it back up and in. Aiden Lostrom with his first two of the night. 21-13, Warriors' biggest lead now is at eight. Gets out to Lafayette, loose basketball again, and we got a foul. Going to be a foul call this time here. Now they're going to call, they're going to get Fothergill for that one. That's going to be his first. And we've got a timeout call here now by the Gales. We'll step aside as well with a minute eight left to go in the first quarter. And our score, North Union 21 and Fort Dodge St. Ed 13. Back with more in 30 seconds.
At PMC Advantage Insurance Services, we give you the advantage. We offer insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, crop hail, commercial, life, individual or group health, and bonds and annuities. We're here to make sure you and your belongings are properly covered. We have over 50 companies offering insurance in all 50 states. Our offices are conveniently located in Algona, Burt, Corwith, Garner, Sway City, and West Bend. You can also find us at our website, pmca.agency, or call 515-295-9433.
68 seconds left to go here now in quarter number one. It's North Union 21 and St. Ed's 13 with the basketball here now. Gallus up on top here now to McElroy. Back over to Gallus on the left wing. Gallus now with it. Back up on top, McElroy. Back to Gallus on the left wing. Back inside this time. Now, and loose basketball. And push on the bounce that time here now by the Warriors. It goes back here now to St. Ed's with 52.6 seconds left to go now in the first quarter. It will be Sam Miracle with the inbounds pass this time. Getting it on now here to number 32, Elias Kalashi. A shot put up his block. Rebound taken here now by North Union. Lostrom back out this time here now to Kale Jones on the high post right side. Getting it back out to Gerdet on the high post left side. Back inside now to Madden. Loose basketball, and we got ourselves a jump ball. No, not yet. Now we have a jump ball. And they're going to call the alternating possession back now to North Union with 26.6 seconds left to go here. And another timeout called here now by Fort Dodge St. Edmund. And another timeout called here now by the Gales. So we'll take a timeout with 26.6 seconds left to go in the first. It is North Union 21 and St. Ed's 13. Back with more in 1 minute.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Asgro has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. Hager Foods proudly serves the Bancroft and surrounding area. Their meat department is filled with a wide selection of beef, pork, and chicken. They pride themselves bringing you the freshest, most delicious produce at affordable prices. Their deli features the best meats, cheeses, and other goodies to satisfy your needs, along with Wonder Roast chickens. They're open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hager Foods is your hometown market in Bancroft.
Here's a takeaway by Madden, and Jimmy takes it back to the hole and puts it in for North Union. Jimmy with his first deuce of the night. It's now 23-13 Warriors with their biggest lead now at 10. With it here now is Andrew Clavey. Clavey gets it right back up on top of the Miracle. Miracle looking back to Clavey, and they did not pay attention to the time clock, and that is the end of the first quarter. Our score after one, North Union 23. Fort Dodge St. Edmund 13. We're back with more from Pocahontas coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to Warrior District Basketball on KBEW.
If you're craving a delicious home-cooked meal, head on down to Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Enjoy their great daily specials along with burgers, ribeyes, sandwiches, salads, pizzas, roast beef meals, and roast beef commercials, and so much more. Along with your favorite beverages. The kitchen is open from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a breakfast buffet Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Enjoy a great meal soon at Johansson's Cafe in Bancroft. Ringtel Communications has been providing you with great communication services for over 100 years. They're your leading provider of communications needs for broadband internet, along with digital and new technology for television. They serve Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City with great customer service and no contracts needed for their products and services. You can even bundle your services for additional savings. Ringtel Communications of Ringsted, Armstrong, and Sway City, traditional service, progressive technology.
Here we go, second quarter from Pocahontas. Cale Jones back into the ball game here now. I should say Kyan Jones. Here's Jimmy for three. That's no good. Gets his own rebound. Gets it back out to Drew Henderson. Henderson tries to bounce pass inside and stolen away this time here now by the Gales. Taken now by Miracle now on the right side. Getting it back out now to Miracle. Miracle off to the right side for a three, up and good. Sam Miracle up to five now, and it's 23-16 North Union on top. Kyan Jones back in the ballgame with a pair of fouls. Getting it off to Henderson. Up on top now to Kyan Jones. To Jimmy on the right wing. Right back up on top here now to Kyan Jones. Back over to Madden now on the right wing. Madden now with it. Tries to find a place to drive. Now he fires it back out now to Kyan Jones. Kyan drives, shoots, and scores again. How he makes his way through that those defenders the way he does is a lot of fun to watch. 25-16, North Union up on top. Up on top, Losweiler getting it back out. Another Miracle. Miracle will drive to the baseline. Shoot, no good. Rebound taken by Ermiter, North Union. Off to Kyan Jones. Down court pass this time to Madden underneath. Madden wants to try to get rid of it. And it's going to be a turnover here. It goes back now to Fort Don St. Edmund. Here's Horn bringing it down court. Kicking it off. Now to Kootman, no good. Rebound underneath. Horn, again, no good. Ball out of bounds. Oh, a foul going to be called instead here on St. Ed. Foul called here now on the Gales. Guilty of that one. Jacob Kootman, his first. The team's third. The first of the quarter here with 6:33 left to go until halftime. North Union 25 and Fort Dodge St. Ed 16. Kyan Jones walking it down court now to the front court. Basket to our left. Back out this time here. Now to Lofstrom. Top of the key. Lofstrom back out to Madden. To the right corner here. Drew Henderson tries a three. That's no good. The rebound taken here now by the Gales. Losweiler up to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Gets it back out now to Miracle on the left side. Miracle dribbles it right back up on top. Looking back out to Losweiler. Losweiler back up on top here. Now to Miracle. Fires back to McElroy. Back up on top. Miracle looks at a three. Doesn't take it. Here's Horn on the left elbow. Back out to Losweiler, left corner. He's going to play the baseline. Looks underneath to Horn. We got ourselves a foul here now on North Union. Guilty of that one, Drew Henderson here now. That's going to be his first. Drew Henderson's first. Back in the ballgame, Preston Gerdet and Dan Fothergill. Coming out is Henderson and Madden with 5:53 left to go here until halftime. Inbounds pass this time, going to go to McElroy. McElroy now with it up on top to Losweiler. Losweiler this time, getting it back to Miracle. Miracle now to Kootman. Right back up on top, Losweiler. Back out now to Kootman. Back to Losweiler on the high post left side. Goes back out now to Kootman. Back up on top, Losweiler. Losweiler now will drive in. Tracy get on the defender, puts it up and in. JT Losweiler up to five now, 25-18. North Union up on top here by seven. At the free throw line now, it will be Lofstrom. Now Lofstrom will drive right back in, looking for Ermiter. Loose basketball, and still loose, and it picked up this time. He got ourselves a whistle and a foul. We're going to be called here now on North Union. Whistle and a foul. We're going to be called here now on the Warriors. Guilty of that one. It's Preston Gerdet for his first. That will be the second team foul of this second quarter here now for North Union. Coming in now, number 22, that's going to be Grant Gallus. Gallus will come back in now for Kootman here for Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Getting it off to Miracle, now to McElroy. They bring it down court to the front court, basket to our right. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by Gerdet. Goes all the way, shoots and scores, but he's fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll pick up a couple of free throws here now for North Union. There are free throws coming up here now for Preston Gerdet. Guilty of that one here now for St. Ed's will be Sam Miracle, his first. First of two for Gerdet is good. Preston Gerdet now the double figures. He's got 10. 26-18 North Union on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Preston Gerdet. This one is up. This one is Back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Gales. For the basketball here now is Gallus. Gallus getting it back off to Losweiler. Back to Gallus across the timeline. Gallus getting it back underneath this time up on top Losweiler. Here's Miracle. Miracle for three. No good. Rebound taken here now by Ermitter North Union. Off to Kyan Jones. Front court basket to our left. Jones, top of the key, fires back out to Gerdette for three. Got it! Three-pointer, Christian Gerdette. He's got 14, 29-18. Back up to a double-digit lead for North Union. Down court pass, knock of the bounds that time here now by Dan Father. Gilder will go back to the Eds with 4:24 left to go here in the opening half. McElroy will attempt the inbounds pass this time here. Another Miracle. Miracle fires back to Gallus. Gallus up on top. Miracle eyes a three, doesn't take it. Back to Gallus on the right wing. Up on top. Miracle will do the same thing again. Gets it back out to Gallus. Gallus from 15 right side. That's no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Ermitter, and he's going to be fouled. Cody Ermitter is fouled. Guilty of that one will be Hunter Horn. His second here now for the Gales with 4:10 left to go here now in the first half. North Union 29 and Fort Dodge St. Edmund 18. Up on top of it now is Kyan Jones, getting it back now to Gerdette. Gerdette back to Kyan Jones. They go man-to-man now, it looks like. Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Kyan Jones fires back out this time now to Ermitter. Drive, shoots, and he's going to be called for traveling. Yep, he moved his pivot foot as he got under the basket in a turnover here on North Union. That's their sixth. Subside, Jimmy back in the ballgame. Grady Madden, that is. He'll come in now for Cody Ermitter with 3:50 left to go here in the first half. Inbounds pass goes this time now to McElroy. McElroy down court this time to Gallus. Gallus front court now back to Miracle. Miracle goes back to Horn on the left wing. Horn goes back out to Losweiler. Now also left wing. Back out to Horn left side. Getting it back to Miracle. Miracle takes it back out to send to McElroy for three from the right side. No good. Rebound taken by Kyan Jones. And then now the Gales take it right back. Loose basketball out of bounds back into North Union. North Union basketball, 3:21 left to go here. The North Union fight across from us is packed for St. Ed's. It's more of about half to two-thirds full, and a timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well. Our score, North Union 29 and Fort Dodge St. Edmund 18. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Craig Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Their expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as financial statements and financial planning. By combining their expertise, experience, and the team mentality of their staff, they assure you that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. Give them a call at 515-295-9426 in Algona or 515-885-2723 in Bancroft. Craig Penning and Company, CPAs of Algona and Bancroft.
Back here in Pocahontas, North Union up on top 29-18 with 3:15 left to go until halftime. They're Gerdette now on the right side. Gerdette drives to the right elbow. Up on top here now to Fothergill. Back out now to Kyan Jones, left side. He brings it back up on top to Madden, high post, right side. Madden getting it back out this time here now to Gerdette. Gerdette back out to Madden now on the right wing. Madden wants to go inside to Gerdette, but he's going to end up keeping it. Driving, turning around, shooting. No good. Rebound fought for and taken here now by the Gales. With it here now is Horn in the front court. Basket to our right. Getting it back off to the Koopman. Up on top to Horn. Horn now with it. We've got a double dribble on Horn and another turnover on Fort Dodge St. Ed. 2:41 left to go here now in half number one. North Union 29. Fort Dodge St. Ed 18. Kyan Jones front court. Basket to our right. Jones gets it back out. Here's a three for Gerdette. No good. Rebound taken here now by Gallus for St. Ed's. Up to the front court. Basket to our right. Back out now to Koopman. Koopman will drive, shoot, and score. Jacob Koopman now up to 8. 29-20. Warrior lead down to 9. Kyan Jones, top of the key here now for the Warriors. Gets it right back up on top. Gonna bounce pass inside now. It's to Gerdette. To a perimeter, I should say. We got ourselves a jump ball. Alternating possession. We'll go back to St. Ed's. That's turnover number 7 now on North Union with 2:08 left to go here now in the first half. 29-20, North Union up on top. Inbounds pass this time to McElroy. To the front court this time here now. McElroy. Loose basketball taken away this time here now by Kyan Jones. Down court, Gerdet up and in. Preston Gerdet up and in. Gerdet now up to 15 points. Back up to a double-digit lead for the Warriors, 31-20. Down now to the left corner this time. Now to Horn. He shoots. That's no good. Rebounds his own shot. Puts it back up and in. Hunter Horn now with four, 31-22. 96 seconds left to go in the first half. Here is Kyan Jones. Loose basketball from behind, taken away. Down court to Horn. Horn will go up and shoot and score. Horn gets it to drop. Hunter now has six. 31-24. Warrior lead down to eight. Back over another Gerdet, or check that Kyan Jones on the right wing. Kyan back out to Madden now on the, also on the right wing, I should say, up on top. We have got an offensive foul going to be called here now on North Union on Kyan Jones. That will be his third, so he'll have to come out. And coming back in now will be his brother, Cale Jones, also in Gerdet. And let's see here, Madden, we have Ermeter, and we also have Father Gill in the ballgame now for North Union. With it here now for the Gales. Down court now goes to McElroy. McElroy fires back out to Loftwiler. Loftwiler now goes back out to the right corner. Three-point attempt by Horn is no good. Rebounds his own shot. Drives, shoots, and scores. Hunter Horn taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, has brought the Gales back to within five. Now to Madden on the right wing. Madden now with it will drive, bounce pass inside Ermeter, and he shoots and draws the foul. There are free throws coming up here now for Cody Ermeter. Guilty of that one. It will be Sam Miracle, his second. It'll be foul number four here now in the quarter for Fort Dodge State Edmond, I should say, in a pair of free throws here for Cody Ermeter. Cody Ermeter will have a pair of free throws here for North Union. First one is up and no good. Sometimes Gallus back in here now for Horn for Fort Dodge St. Ed. 36.9 seconds left to go until halftime. Second free throw coming up here now for Cody Ermeter is up, and that is also no good. North Union has really struggled from the free throw line this year. Goes back up on top this time to Loftwiler. Loftwiler will drive in, kicking it back out now to Koopman. Up on top this time to Miracle. Miracle drives, shoots, and scores. Miracle now up to seven. The lead is way down to three now. It was 11 a while ago. Up on top with it here now will be Cale Jones, getting it back off now to Father Gill. Back out now to Cale Jones, getting it back out here. Jimmy for three, right corner is no good. Rebound taken by the Gales. Long shot at the buzzer is off the mark. And we've got ourselves a game at halftime. Our halftime score, North Union 31 and Fort Dodge St. Ed 28. We'll come back with first half numbers from Pocahontas in 3.5 minutes. You're listening to Warrior District Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company is proud to call Fenton home and keeping the community connected for over 100 years. They've worked hard to ensure their exchange is part of the extensive fiber networks in rural Iowa, providing fast and reliable internet, telephone, and communication services, along with friendly local support by calling 515-889-2785. The Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, bringing you the best.
Hi, this is Kim Nielsen from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong. We are your full-service, locally owned and operated insurance agency. Stop in and visit with us about auto, business, farm, home, and crop insurance. We are devoted to the best insurance coverage for the least amount of money. Give us a call at 712-868-4450 or stop by our office along Highway 9 in Armstrong, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, or by appointment. Good luck, Warriors, from Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong.
At Artsway Manufacturing, people are the most important factor when it comes to building and maintaining a thriving, innovative company. For over 65 years, Artsway is how work gets done. Artsway is looking for hardworking welders, robotic welder operators, CNC operators, assembly workers, and part-time workers. $1,500 to $2,000 sign-on bonus, $15 to $22 an hour pay based on experience, healthcare benefits, paid leave, and 401k matching program comes with the full-time positions. Apply online at Artsway.com. Landall.com.eoe.
Dietering Brothers in Bancroft invites you to take a look at the Landall 6231 Tandem Disc. Equipped with an aggressive 20-degree front gang angle and standard concavity blades with approximately 210 pounds of weight per blade. This enables the unit to penetrate tough ground conditions and mix heavy residue while still doing an excellent job of finish disking. Backed by a 3-year warranty, it will prove to be a wise investment. Stop in and see the Landall 6231 disc at Dietering Brothers in Bancroft.
Sometimes it's what you don't get at the bank that counts. For example, when applying for a loan, you don't want to go through a pile of red tape. If you're a Bank Plus customer, you already have an established record with the bank, so it'll be easier to make a prompt decision on your loan needs. You don't get a hassle at Bank Plus, just the services you need. Bank Plus, offices in Sway City, Estherville, Ledyard, and Grettinger for your convenience. Member FDIC.
Plenty of opportunities await students who attend North Union schools. Here's Superintendent Travis Schuler.
We provide an opportunity for all the students, such thing as 21st century skills. We're on the cusp of all of our students having a one-to-one opportunity with technology, either with a Chromebook or an iPad. We have opportunities as FFA. We have our FCS program that has what's called a Silver Spoons restaurant. You know, I mean, this is unique opportunities that help build those skills for our students.
North Union Schools, building a foundation for lifelong learning.
Creaming a delicious home-cooked meal, then head down to the North Star Restaurant Lounge in Fenton. Try any of their daily lunch specials and their evening specials, including a chicken buffet Tuesdays, tacos and pizza Wednesdays, wings Thursdays, hand-breaded pollock Fridays, and prime rib Saturdays, along with other great weekend specials. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Get your order to go, and they can cater your special event. Meet your friends for food and drinks at North Star Restaurant Lounge in Benton.
And we are back here in Pocahontas. Again, our halftime score, North Union 31, Fort Dodge St. Ed 28. North Union was up by as much as 11 here in the second quarter. However, the Gales begin to make a comeback here, and one of the guys that did some damage was Hunter Horn here now for Fort Dodge St. Ed's. He scored 8 points. 6 of those were in the second quarter, and those 6 points was able to cut the lead down tremendously here for North Union. As we take a look here now at the numbers here for the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund, 7 points for Sam Miracle, 8 for Jacob Koopman, 5 for T.J. Lofsweiler, and 8 here for Hunter Horn. A total of 28 points here for the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Now for North Union, we already have one guy in double figures for the Warriors, Preston Gurdett. He has 15 thus far. 2 points for Dan Fothergill, 6 for Kyan Jones, 2 as well here for Jimmy Grady Madden, 2 points as well for Eden Lofstrom, and 4 for Cody Ermiter. That's going to be a total of 31 points here for North Union at the half. It was 23-13 North Union after one, now 31-28 North Union up here by 3 at the half. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more at the half here from Pocahontas in 3.5 minutes. You're listening to Warrior District Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
One of your most important investments is your vehicle. If you need work done on your vehicle, the place to go is the Armstrong Service Center in Armstrong. The Armstrong Service Center is your tire headquarters with great low prices. Bring your vehicle in for any repair work, from a service job to a wheel alignment. The Armstrong Service Center is also your Sinclair dealer. Give them a call at 712-868-3142. The Armstrong Service Center at the corner of Highways 9 and 15 in Armstrong.
Are you self-employed, a farmer, a small business owner? Do you want to provide yourself and employees with premium health insurance that they can afford? Look no further. Cornerstone Insurance offers group health insurance for small businesses down to one employee. Call me, Shanna Carlin, with Cornerstone Insurance in Estherville at 712-362-0319 to find out how I can help you find a plan that works for your small business. I'm available to answer your questions and to walk through the process to make sure you and your employees are getting a plan that meets your needs.
If you're looking for an experienced auction company to conduct your auction, Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City and Steve Fausch Auctioneers of Fairmont has a combined experienced team of over 100 years. Auctioneers Jerry Clark, Dave Gerdet, and Steve Fausch are here to help you. Whether it's a farmland, farm equipment, house, household, or antiques auction, contact Jerry, Dave, or Steve for a free consultation. Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City and Steve Fausch Auctioneers of Fairmont.
A big bank can deliver the products you need and the convenience you expect. A small bank can make you feel like family. At Fidelity Bank and Trust, we don't think you should have to choose. Your hometown bankers have roots here. We understand the community and why you want to live here. Because we live here too. We're big enough to deliver, yet small enough to care. Fidelity Bank and Trust, your hometown bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fidelity Bank and Trust of Bancroft wishes the North Union Warriors good luck in the tournaments. Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264. Bancroft Implement is part of the Red Power team. They're a family-owned 10-location Case IH dealership. Each Red Power location offers new and used Case IH equipment and a full parts sales and service department. In their shop or on the farm, the Red Power team will make sure you're running in the field efficiently and consistently. They sell and service tractors, combines, tillage and hay equipment, skid steers, and so much more. Stop into Bancroft Implement today or visit them online at redpowerteam.com. Is your vehicle in need of body work? Then come on down to Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, your locally owned and operated body shop serving you since 1976. They do collision repair, glass repair, and plastic welding along with PPG paints to make your vehicle look as good as new. With cars available while your vehicle is being repaired. Call 515-928-2213 or stop by and see Shannon Brandt or Aaron Aukus at Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, where we keep you moving even when your car doesn't.
And we are back here in Pocahontas. Again, our halftime score, North Union 31 and Fort Dodge St. Ed 28. The winner makes a road trip to Spencer for the sub-state final coming up on Saturday night. They will take on the winner between here, Paulina South O'Brien and Marcus Meriden Claghorn, Remsen Union. And that game going on over at Cherokee Washington High School in Cherokee tonight. And again, that matchup will be in Spencer at the Spencer Fieldhouse coming up on Saturday at 7. And if the Warriors are able to be victorious, we'll have the game for you Saturday night over on 98 Country beginning just before 7 o'clock. And we'll see how things go here in the second half. The Warriors had an 11-point lead at one point here in the first half. And then, slowly but surely, the Gales were able to make a comeback here. Now they have it back to within three. 31-28, North Union up on top as we are just about set for the second half here on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM, KBEW Blue Earth, Minnesota, as well as online all over the world at KBEW98Century.com. The Warriors side is full. The Gales side, I'd say, is about a half to two-thirds full. And this is one very hot gymnasium here in Pocahontas tonight. Inbounds pass taken this time here now by the Warriors. And it's going to be taken now by Fothergill. He shoots from the free throw line up and in. Fothergill puts it up from the free throw line. He now has four. And it's 33-28. They're clapping down now on the Gales a little bit defensively is North Union. Getting it back out this time now is going to be Loft. Weiler getting it right back up on top. Loose basketball taken away this time by Gerdet. He can't hang on to it. It's going to go out of bounds and go back here now to Fort Dodge St. Ed. Just underway third quarter. Warriors back up to a five-point lead, 33-28 with 7:28 left to go here now in this third quarter. Inbounds pass this time going to be going now to McElroy. Back to Miracle. Downcourt pass this time going to be going to Horn. Horn will go in one-handed with a shot. No good. Rebound Ermitter, North Union. They're tight. They're clapping down more defensively. North Union is here than the early part of the second half. Back to Fothergill now on the right wing. Fothergill dribbles it right back up on top. Ermitter for three. No. Rebound taken this time now by Lofsweiler. Lofsweiler has it to the front court. Basket to our left. To Koopman. Back out to McElroy, left wing. Up on top, Longweather. Back inside this time. Shot put up by Horn, up and in. Hunter Horn with 10. 33-30. Back down to a three-point lead for North Union. Kyan Jones, top of the key. Fires back out this time here now to Dan Fothergill. He goes in, shoots, block, rebound taken this time here now by Koopman. Koopman back out to McElroy now on the right wing. McElroy will drive in. Gets it back out now to Horn. Horn on the right wing. Up on top this time to McElroy. McElroy, loose basketball taken away this time here now by Kyan Jones, North Union. Kyan goes out now to the left wing. Now dribbles it up to the high post. Now to the top of the key. Now Kyan Jones dribbles, goes right back in, takes it to Ermiter. Back out this time now to Gerdet. Gerdet from 15, no good. Rebound tipped and taken here now by St. Ed's. 33-30, a three-point lead here now for St. Paul North Union. Here's a shot put up and good this time here now by Sam Miracle. And now the Gales are back to within one, 33-32 with 5:50 left to go in the third quarter. Up this time now to Fothergill in the high post right side. Fothergill will drive in. He will shoot, block, rebound his own shot. We got a foul going to be called here now on St. Ed's. Gales called for the foul that time. With 5:43 left to go now in the third quarter. Now it's just going to be an out-of-bounds play. It's just going to be an out-of-bounds play. Well, now the official comes over and says who the foul is going to be on. That's going to be on Koopman. That's going to be his second. Kyan Jones getting it into Lofstrom on the high post left side. Lofstrom now with it up on top to Kyan Jones. Kyan will drive. Get it back out on top, now to Ermiter. Back now to Gerdet on the right wing. Gerdet with it will drive in. Kicks it back out this time here now to Kyan Jones. Jones takes the baseline underneath. Ermiter up and in. Cody Ermiter now. He's got six. And it's 35-32. Back up to a three-point lead for the Warriors. Here comes the full court press by North Union. Getting it back off to McElroy. Down court pass to Horn on the left side. Horn with it now. Right back up to Miracle. Taken now by Lofweiler on the high post left side. Lofweiler now looking. Fires back out to McElroy right wing. McElroy now with it. Getting it back to Lofweiler. Back out to McElroy. On the right corner, he wants the baseline. Back out to Lofweiler. He looks at a three, doesn't take it. He will go in. He will shoot. No good. Rebound. Koopman back up and in. Koopman back up and in. And the Warrior lead is down to one with 4:44 left to go in the third. Back over this time here now to Fothergill on the right wing. Left wing. He brings it right back up on top. Looking underneath. Ermiter, nice easy shot is no good. Rebound underneath. Lofstrom up and good. That one takes a couple bounces. And it goes in finally for Lofstrom. We're back up to a three-point lead. 37-34 for North Union. McElroy in the high post left side. Looking back inside now. Right back up on top. Now to Lofweiler. Lofweiler here now for St. Ed's. Looking. Tries to get rid of it. He lobs it over to Miracle. A Miracle in the right corner, I should say. Miracle ends up throwing it out of bounds, but they're going to say it's off of North Union. Two in, two out for North Union. Brady Madden and Cale Jones coming out will be Kyan Jones and Cody Ermiter with 4:04 left to go in the third quarter. With it here now for St. Ed's is going to be Lofweiler. Back now to the right elbow to Horn. Horn will drive in. He shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Madden. Down court now. This time to Cale Jones on the right side. Cale, top of the key here now for North Union. Bounce pass out to Fothergill. Looking inside. Thrown away. It goes back here now to back down to St. Ed's. With 3:44 left to go now in the third quarter. North Union 37. Fort Dodge St. Ed 34. Inbounds pass this time going to be going out of McElroy. Here comes the full court press by North Union. McElroy has it. Down court pass this time. Going to be going now up to Koopman. Back out to McElroy on the right side. McElroy takes the baseline. Fires back out to Lofweiler now on the right wing. Lofweiler now with it. Back inside. Out of Horn. Underneath. Shot put up is good that time here now. It's going to be good that time by Koopman. He's got 12. Back down to a one-point lead for North Union, 37-36. With it here now is Gerdet all the way shooting. No good, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the free-throw line. Preston Gerdet will go to the free-throw line with 3:12 left to go here now in quarter number three. Guilty of that one is going to be Hunter Horn, his third. And a pair of free-throws coming up here now for Preston Gerdet for North Union. That one drops for him. He's got 16. Sub time. Horn will stay in with... No, okay, yeah, Horn will come out with three fouls. He's been the man to bring St. Ed's back here in this ball game. Second free throw coming up here now for Preston Gurdett. That one is up. That one is good. He makes them both. Two key free throws for Preston Gurdett and a timeout on the court. We'll take one here as well with 3:12 left to go in the third quarter. It's North Union 39, Fort Dodge St. Ed 36. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery. Are you a student athlete? Our physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC with our skilled care program. Our occupational therapy team is ready to get you back to the task of daily living. Recovering in the comfort of your own home has never been easier. Our home health staff can bring skilled care and therapy services right to your door. Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center in Algona, Iowa.
Your home for health care.
3:12 left to go here in the third quarter. North Union 39, Fort Dodge St. Ed 36. Inbounds pass goes to T.J. Loftweiler. Loftweiler here, well, to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Loftweiler almost loses it. He recovers it, getting it back out this time to McElroy. Around the perimeter, McElroy getting it back out to Loftweiler. Now in the right corner, right back up on top to Miracle. Miracle now with it. Miracle will shoot from their left elbow. No good. Rebound taken this time by Miracle. Up on top this time to Loftweiler. Looks at a three, doesn't take it. Drives, shoots, and scores. Loftweiler gets it to drop. He's got seven. And now we're back to a one-point game for the Warriors, 39-38. Back out this time here now to Father Gill, left side. Going to go back out this time here now to Henderson for three. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Koopman for St. Ed's. To the front court, basket to our left. Koopman will go in, fire back out to Loftweiler. To Miracle for three. That's no good. Rebound, thought for, and taken by Father Gill, North Union. Warriors up by one, 39-38 with 2:14 left to go in the third quarter. Here is a shot put up by Kale Jones is no good. Rebound taken here now by the Gales, and we got ourselves a blocking foul. We're going to be called here now on North Union. Guilty party that time for North Union. Kyan Jones. Well, we'll see if we're... No, it's not going to be Kyan. It's actually going to be Grady Madden. Grady Madden gets his first. Kyan Jones still has three fouls. Up on top with it here now. Here's a shot put up. No good, and a foul going to be called here on North Union underneath. Foul called here on the Warriors. Guilty of that one here. That one will be on Aiden Lofstrom, his first. With a minute 57 left to go here now in period number three. At the free throw line now, Grant Gales, or Gallus, I should say. First free throw, in and out, no good. Three in, three out now for North Union. Gurdett, Kyan Jones, and Ermiter back in. Lofstrom and, let's see here, Madden and Kale Jones will come back out with a minute 57 left to go now in the third. Second free throw coming up here now for Gallus is up, and that is good, and we're all tied up. Grant Gallus with his first notch in the scorebook. 39-39 tie. With it here now, Kale Jones. Bounce pass inside. Ermiter up and in underneath. Cody Ermiter, a much-needed basket there for the Warriors. Loose basketball taken away by Kyan Jones. Bounce pass underneath. Gurdett up and in. Preston Gurdett up and in. Four back-to-back points for North Union. Put the Warriors back up on top, 43-39. We got a whistle and a foul. We're going to be called here now on North Union with 93 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Dan Fothergill will pick up his second. Actually, just his first. Okay, just the first foul here on Fothergill with 93 seconds left to go here now in quarter number three. Getting it back out this time. Here's Miracle for three. He gets that one to drop. Van Miracle up to 12. 43-42. Laurier Lee down to one once again. Fothergill right side. Taken this time now by Henderson. Underneath, Ermiter. We got a foul here on St. Ed's and a couple of free throws coming up here. No, they're going to say it's on the floor. They're going to say it's on the floor. No free throws. That's the second or third team foul here now for St. Ed's in the quarter. And guilty of that one, it'll be McElroy for his second. Inbounds pass attempted by Gurdett, getting it right back up on top to Kyan Jones, to Henderson, high post, right side, getting it back to Gurdett, right side, to the right corner. Now to Fothergill. To Kyant Jones, right wing, looking inside. We got ourselves a whistle and a foul. Going to be called here now on St. Ed's. The St. Ed's fans not happy about that one. That's going to be the third here now on Koopman. Fourth team foul here now for the Gales here in the quarter with 63 seconds left to go in the third. Kyant Jones now with it. We'll bring it right back up on top. Looking inside. Loose basketball picked off this time here now by the Gales. Taking it now. Loftwether on the high post right side. Loftwether up on top to Koopman. Down to 45 seconds left to go in the third. Koopman will drive. Loose basketball again. Now we're going to say, no, he travels with the basketball. Koopman travels with the basketball before he puts the shot up. The shot will not count. The Gale fans not happy about that one at all. Goes back this time here now to Fothergill, the high post, left side. Fothergill will twist, turn, shoot, and he's called for traveling. Traveling called that time now on Fothergill. It goes back here now to St. Ed's with 31 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Gale Jones back in for Kyant Jones. These last 31 seconds here now for North Union. Warriors 43, Gales 42. Inbounds pass this time. We'll go this time now to Koopman. Koopman with the basketball. Down court, taken this time here now by Gallus. Gallus gets it up to McElroy now in the right corner. McElroy tries to get rid of it. Goes back inside. Miracle shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken this time by Ermitter. North Union with 15 seconds left to go now in the third quarter. Goes back this time here now to Kale Jones up on top. Back now to Jimmy. I should say to Drew Henderson. But 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Right back out. Here's Gerdet for three. Got it at the buzzer. Gerdet for three at the buzzer. Gerdet for three at the buzzer. It goes in and North Union leads this one 46-42 after three quarters. Back with the fourth quarter from Pocahontas in 1 minute here on KBEW.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics, and they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Brad Eichenberger at 515-320-2055 or Wade Mueller at 515-777-8056. Your local Pioneer sales professionals at Eichenberger Seeds, serving Ledyard and Lakota. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Individual results may vary.
Stateline Cooperative recognizes area FFA chapters as we celebrate National FFA Week. Their mission is to make a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agricultural education. We appreciate students, faculty, alumni, and supporters of FFA. These students represent agriculture as future leaders of the industry. Stateline wishes you all success as you develop your individual talents and tools necessary to achieve your goals. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Fourth quarter underway from Pocahontas. Up on top with it here now is McElroy for Fort Dodge St. Ed. Back out this time here now. He brings it up to the left wing. McElroy now with it up on top. McElroy looking underneath this time now inside the Loftwether. Almost loses it, recovers it. Here's the three for Miracle. No good. Rebound taken by Koopman underneath. Koopman will try to get around the defender. Shoots and scores. Koopman up to 14. Lead back down to 2 for North Union, 46-44. Up on top with it here now is Henderson. Back to Gerdet. High post left side. Gerdet now with it. Loose basketball taken away this time here now by the Gales. Koopman, front court basket to our left this time. Now goes to the high post left side. Bounce pass this time to Horn on the left wing. Horn now with it will drive in. Fires back out to McElroy on the right side. McElroy will drive in. Loose basketball, but picked up this time by the Gales. Here is Loftwether now on the left side. Loftwether up on top here now to Miracle. Miracle back down to Horn. He will shoot, and he will score, and we're all tied up. Hunter Horn with 12. And a 46-46 tie. Hunter has been the man to bring Fort Dodge St. Ed's back into this one. Here's Henderson now on the high post right side. Goes back down to Gerdet. Gerdet underneath. Looking. Now taken by Lostrom up and no good. Rebound. This basketball now back out to Lostrom. We've got a foul on the floor called here now on Fort Dodge St. Ed's. Guilty of that one. Is it going to be Hunter Horn? Yes, it's on Hunter Horn, his fourth. Hunter Horn with his fourth foul. Let's see here. Three in, three out for North Union. 6:34 left to go here. Hunter Horn will have to come out with four fouls in to replace him now. Grant Gallis here now for Fort Dodge St. Ed. Here's Madden. Inbounds pass to Lofstrom now right corner. Taking it back inside now. It's to Madden. Madden back out to Lofstrom. Lofstrom now to Tyon Jones. Loose basketball taken away this time here now by the Gales. Down court pass. Here's a three. No good. Air ball. Air ball that time by Miracle. The rebound taken here now by Tyon Jones. Front court basket to our right. Tyon Jones drives underneath. Lofstrom up and in. Aiden Lofstrom up and in with six. 48-46. Warriors with 6 minutes left to go in the game. With it here now is McElroy. Front court basket to our left. Getting it back out this time here now to Koopman. He will shoot. No good. And the foul going to be called on North Union. Shot saving foul that time for North Union. Guilty of that one. It's going to be on Grady Madden. Jimmy picks up his second with 5:51 left to go. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Jacob Koopman here now for St. Ed. First one for Koopman is up and no good. No good. Cody Ermiter will come back in now for Aiden Lofstrom for North Union with 5:51 left to go in the game. North Union 48, Fort Dodge St. Ed 46. Second free throw coming up here now for Jacob Koopman. That one is up. That one is good. Koopman makes it. Koopman up to 15, 48-47. Warrior lead down to one. Up on top with it here now is going to be Kyan Jones. Kyan now with it. Going to go back out this time here. Another Gerdet. Loose basketball in the inside. Taken away this time here now by the Gales. With it here now is Miracle. Or check that. That is Koopman up on top. Underneath. Again, loose basketball. That one taken now by the Warriors. We go the other way. Here's Madden driving in. He's fouled. Madden's going to be fouled that time. I believe it'll be Gallis with the foul, and it is. Grant Gallis picks up his first. No shots on this one. Just the second team foul on the Gales here this quarter. Back up on top here now is the Warriors. Underneath is Jimmy. Madden puts it back up. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Fort Dodge St. Ed. Loftwiler up in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Loftwiler gets it out to McElroy now on the right wing. McElroy now with it will drive. Tries to get rid of it again. Now he gets it up on top this time now. Loose basketball and taken away this time by Dan Fothergill here for North Union. He loses it out of bounds. Back here now to North Union. Another turnover on the Gales. 4:56 left to go in the game. North Union 48. Fort Dodge St. Ed 47. With the basketball here now is Kyan Jones in the front court. Basket to our right. Gets it to Gerdet up on top now to Kyan Jones. Kyan here now with it. Man-to-man defense applied here now by the Gales. Kyan Jones up on top here now to Fothergill for three. No good. Rebound taken by Ermiter back up and in. Cody Ermiter back up and in, and he's in double figures with 10. 50-47. North Union by three. Off to the far side. This time now to Gallis. Up on top here now to Lofsweiler. Lofsweiler now with it. Top of the key. Fires back out now. This time to Miracle. Miracle on the high post right side. Back out this time to Gallis on the right wing with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Taken by Miracle. He will drive. Shoot. Misses everything. And the rebound taken by Cody Ermiter. He gets it taken away from him. The Lofsweiler. He will go in and shoot. And that is good. Lofsweiler gets it to fall. Lofsweiler now with nine. Warriors still up by one. 50-49. Up on top with it here now is Kyan Jones. Going out to the right wing. Jones will drive. We have got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on the Gales. Foul on the Gales. Third team foul here for St. Ed in the quarter. That one will be called here now on Grant Gallis. That's going to be his second. Horn will come back in for Gallis here now. Hunter Horn has four personal fouls with 3:48 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass goes to Kyan Jones, right corner, up on top to Cody Ermiter. Taken this time here now by Gerdet, back to Ermiter. Back now to Kyan Jones on the right wing. Kyan now with it. Will try to drive in. He will take the baseline. fires it back out. Here's a three for the Warriors. It's good again for Preston Gurdett. Preston Gurdett with 25 points. 53-49. The Warriors up on top. Here's Horn now bringing it down court. He shoots. He misses. Rebound. Out of bounds. No, picked up that time. This time here by the Gales and right to the hands of Urbiter. That time for North Union. 3:10 left to go in the game. 53-49. 4-point lead for North Union. With it here now is Kyan Jones. Trying to get some picking and rolling going here. Jones will find an opening. Shoots, block. Rebound taken by Horn. We go the other way. Horn is going to be fouled that time here now by Brady Madden. Madden picks up that foul. That will be number two on Jimmy, if I'm not mistaken. And it is with 2:54 left to go in the game. And a timeout called here now by Fort Dodge St. Edmund. And we'll step aside as well with 2:54 left to go here in the game on our score. Fort Dodge St. Ed, North Union 53, Fort Dodge St. Ed 49. Back with more from Pocahontas in 1 minute.
Diana Johnson has great weight loss results at TAFE Wellness Center. In 4 months after using tirzepatide with weekly injections for the recommended 3-month program, she lost 30 pounds and had her body fat reduced by 5.9%. So in a short 3 months, her confidence grew and she's so happy with the results. The best part is after being off the injections for over a month, she's maintaining her weight loss. TAFE Wellness Center in Armstrong and Algona, online at TAFEWellnessCenter.com.
Even though it doesn't feel like it, spring is coming soon. Spring merchandise will be arriving, and Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center needs to make room. So they're having a winter sale. Come on down and save 10 to 50% on select in-store winter items, including gloves and mittens, Carhartt coats, jackets and bibs, Kamek men's, women's and kids' snow boots, and so much more. Come on down and save during the winter sale at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
2:54 left to go in the game. North Union 53, Fort Dodge St. Ed 49. Warriors led this one by 11 late in the first half. Hunter Horn has brought the Gales back to within 4 in this one here. And he will attempt the inbounds pass. Goes up on top. Now Horn will bring it up. Now back off to Lostwether on the high post right side. Lostwether here now with it. Back up this time. Now to McElroy. Top of the key. Resets the offense. Back to Horn. High post left side. Miracle. High post left side again. Looking back inside Horn. Horn back out on top to Lostwether. They are keying in on Horn big time. Here is the North Union defense. Up on top. A three for Lostwether is no good. Rebound taken here now by Kyan Jones, North Union. Front court. Basket to our right. Goes off to Fothergill in the high post right side. Fothergill with it back up on top to Madden. Madden with the basketball. Back out this time to Kyan Jones with 2:15 left to go in the game. Out to Fothergill now on the left wing. Fothergill brings it right back up on top. They reset the offense. Back out this time now to Madden on the high post left side. Down to 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Madden underneath. Gets open, shoots, and it's in and out. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Gales with a minute 55 left to go in the game. Lostwether getting it back out to Gallus. Inside Horn. Horn tries to shoot. No good. Blocked that time here by the Warriors. Blocked that time by the Warriors, and the rebound goes off to the Warriors. 53-49, North Union on top. With it here now, Kyan Jones on the high post, right side. Right back up on top this time now to Fothergill. Fothergill drives. Fires it back out to Madden on the high post left side. Back out to the wing here now is Kyan Jones. Kyan brings it right back up on top. Down to 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Kyan Jones now with it. Back out to Fothergill, high post left side. Down to 5 seconds. Fothergill will drive and he's called for traveling. Yep, he's called for traveling. Got it down to a minute 15 left to go in the game. North Union hanging on to a... for dear life with that 4-point lead, 53-49. 75 seconds left to go in the game. It will be inbounds pass going to McElroy. McElroy will bring it down court here now for the Gales. Down court this time here now to Koopman. Koopman now with it. Taken back in. Send to Lostwether. Lostwether back to McElroy. But I should say to Koopman back up it in. Koopman now with 17 and a timeout called here now by the Gales. 1:03 left to go in the game. North Union 53 and Fort Dodge St. Ed 51. We'll come back with the last minute coming up in 1 minute here on KBEW.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman.
We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles. But what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Do you know where to find top healthcare for you and your family? The best is closer than you think. United Hospital District has been named one of America's best hospitals in 2023 for the category of under 25 beds by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Only those hospitals that go above and beyond on care and attention earn this recognition, and we couldn't be prouder to have made the list. Now you can receive the best level of care right here close to home. Visit UHD.org to learn more. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
63 seconds left to go in the game. Warriors have the ball up by two, 53-51. With it here now is going to be Kyan Jones. Kyan down court, not a to Fothergill on the left side. Fothergill back out, not a Lofstrom. Brings it right back up on top. Wants to get it to Gurdjieff. Now he does with 49 seconds left to go in the game. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. We got a whistle and a reaching foul on Lofsweiler. Lofsweiler picking up personal foul number three. 45.1 seconds left to go here in the game. That's foul number four. Next, St. Ed's foul will put North Union to the free throw line. Grady Madden back in here now for Aiden Lofstrom with 45.1 seconds left to go in the game. Kyan Jones will attempt the inbounds pass here this time. Kyan looking, tries to get it in. Now he does to Ermiter out of bounds. Last touch that time by the Gales. 43.4 seconds left to go. Timeout by North Union. Timeout by the Warriors. 43.4 seconds left to go in the game. 53-51, Warriors by two, back with more in 1 minute.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
Revocable Living Trust, Health Care Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
43.4 seconds left to go in the game. North Union 53, Fort Dodge St. Ed 51 rather, and it is the Warriors basketball. Inbounds pass this time, going to be going to Preston Gurdjieff. Back out to Kyan Jones to the front court basket to our right this time. Kyan on the high post right side, getting it back off to Fothergill. Fothergill now with it. Looking to the basement, underneath, Ermiter up and in and out, no good. Rebound, we got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession goes back to North Union with 27.4 seconds left to go in the game. Warriors have the ball, 27.4 left to go. On a tie-up, alternating possession goes back to the Warriors. 27.4 seconds left to go in the game. Inbounds pass this time. We have got a timeout called here now by North Union. Another full timeout. 27.4 seconds left to go in the game. North Union 53 and Fort Dodge St. Ed 51. Back with more in 1 minute.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Imagine your dream home. How would you design it? Would it have a deck or patio for outdoor entertaining? A heated driveway and sidewalk to eliminate snow removal? A sunroom to soak in views of all the seasons? With mortgage and home improvement loan options to fit your dream home's blueprint, Bank Midwest can make your perfect home a reality. So dream big, then call us. Stop in or visit bankmidwest.com. Bank Midwest, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
27.4 seconds left to go in the game. North Union by 2, 53-51. Looking to get an inbounds pass. He gets it into Ermiter, and he's fouled immediately. I believe that's going to be Koopman picking up that one, and it is. And Koopman will pick up his fourth. That will be the 15th foul of the quarter here now for St. Ed's. And now Cody Ermiter at the free throw line for a pair here for North Union. Two big free throws right here. First one is off the back of the iron, no good. Sub time. Coming in, Aiden Lofstrom. Coming out will be Grady Madden with 25.7 seconds left to go in the game. Second free throw. Here's a big one here now for Cody Ermiter. That one is up and good. Ermiter gets it to drop. He has 11, 54-51. 20 seconds left to go here in the game. Bounce pass goes to Lossenheimer. Kicks it back out of three, this time by Miracle. Is no good. Rebound taken out by the Warriors and a foul. They're going to see it's out of bounds. Yep, there's a foul on St. Ed's. The ball goes back to North Union. Sam Miracle picks up his third. And again, two big free throws coming up here now for North Union. This time, it's Dan Fothergill at the free throw line for a pair. 12.3 seconds left to go in the game. Two big free throws for Dan Fothergill. First one is up. That one is off the back of the iron again. No good. Second free throw coming up. This is the big one right here. They're up by three right now, 54-51. If the free throw goes in, it turns into a two-possession game here for St. Ed's with 12.3 seconds left to go in the game. Fothergill shoots the free throw. No good again. Rebound taken here now by St. Ed's. 10 seconds left to go. Getting it back out to Lofheimer. And we got a whistle and a foul. We're going to be called here now on Kyan Jones. That's just the third team foul here on North Union. Kyan Jones, just his fourth. Yep. But that's just the third team foul here on North Union here in this this final quarter, up by three, 54-51. Inbounds pass this time. Going to get that one in. Down to 6 seconds. Fires it back out this time. Horn tries a three. That one is no good. Rebound taken by the Warriors. North Union wins. Hunter Horn misses one underneath. And North Union wins the ball game. Final score, 54-51. North Union is off to the sub-state championship game on Saturday at the Spencer Fieldhouse in Spencer. We will come back. We will add things up and we will come back with final numbers and a wrap-up here from Pocahontas coming up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Warrior District Basketball on KBEW and online at KBEW98country.com.
Meet your friends for food and fun at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft. They're open for dine-in and to-go orders Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4 p.m. They have great nightly specials including prime ribs Saturday nights. You can order your favorites off the menu including steaks, pizzas, sandwiches, and so much more. They also have a party room available for your special occasions. Call them with your takeout orders or to reserve the party room at 515-885-0008. They look forward to seeing you at the Main Street Pub in Bancroft.
Stay up to date with your hometown events with the help of State Line Publications. State Line Publications is the publisher for the Armstrong Journal, the Bancroft Register, the Ringstead Dispatch, and the Sway City Herald Press. Each week, you'll find full coverage of North Union school activities. If you miss the action, you can catch it in your hometown newspaper. You can also find local news and events, along with the community calendar, church notes, birth announcements, obituaries, and so much more. Subscribe today at State Line Publications. We've got you covered.
At PMC Advantage Insurance Services, we give you the advantage. We offer insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, crop hail, commercial, life, individual or group health, and bonds and annuities. We're here to make sure you and your belongings are properly covered. We have over 50 companies offering insurance in all 50 states. Our offices are conveniently located in Algona, Burke, Corwith, Garner, Sway City, and West Bend. You can also find us at our website, pmca.agency, or call 515-295-9433.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. For over 40 years, Astro has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high-yield practices. For more information, see Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft.
And we are back here in Pocahontas as the Warriors of North Union escape the district final with a 54-51 win over Fort Dodge St. Edmund here tonight. North Union led this one by 11 points in the first half. However, a man by the name of Hunter Horn stepped things up here for Fort Dodge St. Ed. However, he was unable to make the last shot to possibly send this one into overtime, and it was North Union being victorious tonight. Final score 54-51. Let's take a look at the numbers here now for the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund. 1 point for Grant Gallus, 7 points here for J.T. Losweiler, 12 apiece here now for Hunter Horn and for Sam Miracle. And leading the scoring here for Fort Dodge St. Ed tonight was Jacob Koopman. And Koopman had 17 points, a total of 51 points here for the Gales of Fort Dodge St. Edmund, whose season comes to a close at 12-12. Now for the Warriors of North Union, we have 2 points here now this evening from Grady Madden. We had 4 here from Dan Fothergill. 6 points here from Kyan Jones. Also 6 points from Aiden Lostrom. 11 here for Cody Ermiter. And leading all scorers tonight was Preston Gurdett. 25 points. He was the leading scorer here for the Warriors and the leading scorer the entire ball game here. And North Union picks up 54 points and wins the ball game. Final score 54-51. So now everything is set now for the sub-state championship coming up here on Saturday. It'll be North Union heading down to the Spencer Fieldhouse for the sub-state final. They'll take on either a Paulina South O'Brien or Marcus Meriden Claghorn Remsen Union. And that game will be in Spencer. We'll have the game for you Saturday night, 7 o'clock, over on 98 Country and online at KBEW 98 Country as well. That's going to wrap things up here for us from Pocahontas tonight. Our thanks to all of our sponsors who brought you tonight's matchup. Thanks to Kim back at our studios in Blue Earth, and our thanks to you for listening here as well. Once again, your North Union Warriors knocking off Fort Dodge State at 54-51, and it looks like it will be South O'Brien in the sub-state final. What was the final on that one here, Mitch? 57-44. So South O'Brien will be your sub-state opponent for North Union coming up here on Saturday with a 57-44 win over Marcus Meriden Claghorn of Remsen Union. That's it from Pocahontas. Have a great night, everybody. For KBEW and KBEW98country.com Sports, I'm Royce Murrah saying good night from Pocahontas.
You've been listening to North Union Warrior Tournament Sports, brought to you by Bank Midwest of Armstrong, Main Street Pub of Bancroft, Stateline Publications, PMC Advantage Insurance Services of Algona, Burke, Corwith, Garner, Sway City, and West Bend, Arndorfer Brothers Seeds of Bancroft, Hager Foods of Bancroft, Johansson's Cafe of Bancroft, Ringtel Communications of Ringstead, Armstrong, and Sway City, Greg Penning and Company CPAs of Algona and Bancroft, Fenton Cooperative Telephone Company, Wilson Insurance Services of Armstrong, Archway Manufacturing Company of Armstrong, Dietering Brothers Implement of Bancroft, Bank Plus of Sway City and Ledyard, the North Union Community Schools, North Star Restaurant and Lounge of Fenton, Armstrong Service Center of Armstrong, Cornerstone Insurance Services of Sway City and Esterville, Clark Auction Service of Ledyard and Sway City, and Steve Thausch Auctioneers of Fairmont. Fidelity Bank and Trust of Bancroft, East Chain LP Gas, Bancroft Implement, your certified Case IH dealer of Bancroft, Hamilton Auto Body of Titanca, Kossuth Regional Health Center of Algona, Eichenberger Pioneer Seed serving Lakota and Ledyard, State Line Cooperative, Tafe Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, United Hospital District, New Way K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front, Lundquist and Gustafson of Blue Earth and Wells, and by M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth.
There's always something there to remind me. And Rick Burton on your Tuesday, Michael Jackson, Bad, Get Ready, Rare Earth, and Romantics, What I Like About You.
Celebrating Black History Month, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Fearless Fund Chief Executive Officer Arian Simone fights to keep grant programs open for Black women-owned businesses.
The work that we do is actually solving a disparity. We are looking to level the playing field. We're trying to make things equitable and equal, and that's why we do the work we do.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose. Healthy life.
KBEW 98 Country is giving you a chance to win a ham for Easter or $100 in cash on the Garlic's Water Conditioning Squeal of Fortune game. Just listen for this sound.
Squeal of Fortune!
When you hear it, be the fifth caller at 507-526-3320 for your chance to spin the wheel. If you hear this on your spin, you win a ham. If you hear this, you win $100 in cash. The Garlic's Water Conditioning Squeal of Fortune game. Listen to win right here on KBEW 98 Country. Brought to you in part by Anderson Electric of Blue Earth, TAFE Wellness Center of Algona and Armstrong, Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center, Blue Earth, the Wells VFW, Ertman Truck Repair, Blue Earth, OPS Clinics of Blue Earth, and Meyer Plumbing and Heating of Blue Earth.
1560 AM, 95.3 FM, KBEW. all the news for the Keister, Walters, and Bryceland area. Weekday mornings at 9:20. News from the Ledyard Sway City area. Listen to 1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW. Weekday mornings at 10:06.
Whenever I'm
Earth, get ready. And Rick Burton, okay, out of our strange and unusual file. A Nebraska zoo said its 36-year-old white alligator underwent surgery to remove $7 worth of loose change from his stomach. The Henry Dorley Zoo in Omaha said that the leucistic American alligator named Thibodeau underwent blood collection and radiographs as part of routine care, and veterinarians spotted objects in his stomach that turned out to be coins. So they did some surgery on him, got the coins out, and the doctors were told to keep the change. Got 38 special on the way. Hold on loosely. I made the last part up. And Mr. Broken Wings coming up next.
Is your business struggling to accommodate employees with illness or injury? Are employee illnesses and injuries impacting your business? Minnesota Retain may help reduce turnover and lost productivity by providing your employees with return-to-work services to help them return to work as soon as medically possible. Learn more by visiting MNRetain.com. MN Retain is fully funded under a grant award by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. This message is brought to you by Minnesota Retain. This station and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan. As we make our way through the middle of the work week, we'll see a high-pressure system start to work its way into the eastern part of the country. This, combined with a low-pressure system making its way over the Rockies and onto the Central Plains, will continue to bring in above-average temperatures, with the average high for this time of year being 30 degrees. With relatively quiet and above-average weather lasting throughout the weekend and into the beginning of next week. Taking a closer look at the forecast, overnight, we'll see mostly clear skies and a low of 27. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies and a high of 54. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 31 degrees. Then mostly sunny skies return on Thursday and a high of 46. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 25. Going into the end of the week on Friday, we'll see mostly sunny skies and a high of 40. Friday night, mostly clear skies and a low of 22, with sunny skies into the beginning of the weekend on Saturday and a high of 54. Saturday night, mostly clear skies and a low of 31. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 36.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM, KBEW.
know that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and never seen.
38 special, Hold On Loosely. Huey Lewis in the News, Do You Believe in Love, and John Mellencamp, Trouble It Down, and so much more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get a better, brighter view of the road with Sylvania bulbs at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Replace your worn-out bulbs today and see better tonight. Now get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Sylvania twin-pack bulbs. Receive 2x O'Rewards points on select Sylvania bulbs during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shop can't-miss deals on appliances this President's Day at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $75 on every $750 you spend on all major appliances, like LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances. Shop in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 228. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
KBEW.
Looking for a man. Now I'm home.
take a look over my shoulder to see what I'm at. Everybody's got the problem.